Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and John Auville, a.k.a. Cakes.
Yup, that's right.
Greg Doyle's going to join us coming up at 8:45. He covers the Indianapolis Colts, who made a quarterback decision. We'll get some insight from Greg coming up at 8:45. But right now, it's 7 o'clock, time to hit the skins. Our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right, boys. I know Drabby's all excited because there's a rumor that came out of Steelers Nation. I think anytime there's turmoil with the Commanders, I think Drabby gets glee.
he wants upheaval. Yeah, he loves discord.
That. He loves that. He loves it. But here is the story. So on Tuesday, and this is from Steeler Nation. You're going to play the audio? You don't want me to read the story? All right, here you go. We're going to play the audio.
One thing that did get thrown out at me by a guy that used to be an assistant general manager in the NFL was the following trade proposal that he thinks Washington floated to the Steelers and it got quickly shot down. So he thinks, because this has like been like murmured in NFL circles.
Okay.
He thinks Washington pushed for this deal. And the Steelers were the ones who like scoffed
thanks,
at it.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Andrew
a second
Philponi.
Round pick. And Donnie, Pat Freiermuth. That was the Steelers package they were interested in.
Because in their minds they would need a pass catcher for a pass catcher.
But a second round pick on top of it. Dude, that's more than they gave. That's way more than they gave up for Metcalf.
Yeah, that's too much.
You know
I'm a huge McLaurin fan, but that's a lot.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah, that's an insane ask. If you're the side of the Commanders, I feel like you're going to get a second round pick and a serviceable tight end in Freiermuth back for Terry McLaurin.
Listen, I don't doubt that they're calling around and seeing what they could get.
Yeah.
I mean, they're at an impasse. It makes all the sense in the world. Would they really want Freiermuth? I mean, I feel like there would be other areas of interest than maybe, another tight end.
Maybe they don't love Ben Sinnott.
Maybe they don't, but...
Which is weird because they drafted him very high and he's only in year two.
It'd be weird if they gave up on him this quickly. I don't know. To me, that's the part that I don't get is why they would... I mean, I guess you could have another good player,
If I'm the Steelers general manager, I immediately push back and say, there's no way you're getting a second round pick. You need to recalibrate.
Yeah.
Fourth, maybe. Okay, third, we can maybe discuss. Second round is a complete deal killer. Yeah. Non-starter. Yeah,
because of Terry McLaurin's age? Because, of, like, why? Like, Terry McLaurin is an elite receiver.
Because I'm not going to part with... Well, because that precious draft capital for a guy who's approaching 30 years old, despite his production.
It's just his
age. I love his production. I'm not going to part with that sort of draft
capital. I don't know
what
kind of draft compensation you could get. I just don't understand the Freiermuth ask of all the people. That's who they want. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying that doesn't seem to be like, I think that's a strength. I think our tight ends are a strength. I mean, maybe not next year.
Well, they know it's not a long term strength with Ertz's age.
Yeah, like he's
and
on
maybe
a year
they
by year.
Maybe they have determined that Sinnott isn't who they thought he was going to be.
Know. They love John Bates. They love that he's a great blocker, and they've already extended him.
They cut the cord with their fifth round draft choice of a year ago, right?
Yeah, maybe they hate Sinnott. So okay, that maybe makes sense. But I don't know. Whatever.
To me, the part that doesn't make sense is the Steelers are then going to have two wide receivers who are making north of $30 million. Because if you trade for Terry McLaurin, then you're going to have to wind up extending him. His agent's not going to deal him to a place where he's just playing out his contract currently.
I think they would be better served to just force him to play on this deal. Mm-hmm. He's going to do it. He'll be unhappy, but I think he'll be professional. He'll get through it. And then if you end up losing him because you don't want to franchise him, you get maybe a third round compensatory pick or something, fine. I mean, that's kind of a nightmare scenario, but I think that's not the worst case.
Somebody tweeted us this, and
because there weren't enough people to compete this year.
Sure.
There weren't enough people at the game to do it, but should there be fire buddy chance? Like, Buddy Baker is his agent. I don't think is well regarded.
Well, I mean, any Commanders fan, they hate his guts because they're selfish. They want Terry McLaurin to be at training camp. They want him to be ready for week one. They don't want him.
Yeah, but there's also some validity to it because he's just represented bums his entire career.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have the highest client profile list.
He doesn't command
McLaurin's
the same
his cash cow.
Yeah, him and he Jeremy doesn't Chin. Command the same respect that the elite agents do.
No,
he just doesn't.
It's not Drew Rosenhaus.
He's just Buddy Baker.
Yeah, he's not Tom Condon from back in the day.
Yeah, he's just Buddy Baker.
Fire Buddy.
Maybe. I could get into that. But it just speaks to that there is real frustration on both sides. Terry is real. I mean, I heard this months ago. That Terry was like really in his feelings and really upset, particularly I think at AP. I mean, I don't know, man. I just don't see how this is going to be resolved. Doesn't seem like they want to. Either side wants to compromise. So it makes all the sense in the world that they would reach out to other teams.
Right.
The thing that's just so disheartening about it is. You can get some draft picks next year and get a guy that can help you a little bit, but you're not a stronger team this year.
No.
You're not a stronger team this year if you move on from Terry McLaurin. And that would be a very, very disappointing development.
Plus, you've upset one of your team leaders. Like, he's clearly unhappy with the way things are happening with the franchise and the front office and the negotiation and the lack of a deal.
Well, if they move on, if they trade him, it doesn't matter if he's upset. He's gone.
Right.
You know, just pull him, like they did Brian Robinson.
It's that is your nuclear option for Terry McLaurin.
To trade him?
Yes. That is your absolute last resort.
I tend to agree with you, but you got to understand that they for sure are poking around to see what they could get.
Yeah, that's what they should be
because
doing.
Because they're at an impasse.
But unless you feel like he actually will sit out NFL games, not preseason, but real NFL games where he's missing $900K per week, then I'd have a hard time trading him.
All right, the Terry-o-meter, you guys came up with this while I was on vacation. Is this about him starting in week one?
Yes.
Not as high as where you are anymore.
I'm at 100%.
You're at 100%?
100%.
I think I might be in the light green category. So green is 80 to 100%. Light green is 60 to 80%. I don't think it's likely to happen, but I could now see him missing a game or two, EB.
Even though Buddy Baker.
Could you see him missing a game or two?
Possibly.
Look, we know Buddy Baker is a terrible agent. We know that. Okay.
I don't know that, but I suspect pretty much that.
He just doesn't have any elite players.
At some point, Buddy
Terry.
Baker. These are giant playing cards, okay, that Buddy Baker is holding right here.
Yeah.
And he's looking at them with 2 weeks left before the season, and he's looking at a bad hand. And at some point with a bad hand,
he's got to fold.
You either go broke with it or you fold your bad hand. At some point, Buddy Baker and Terry McLaurin are going to look at this bad hand and say, we got to fold this bad hand. We can't go broke and start missing weeks and missing $900,000 paychecks.
You're at 100% cakes?
100%. Terry McLaurin will be suited up.
EB, where are you at? And you know what? We can open this up to callers.
100%.
1-800-636-1067.
I'm going to write down
We've been talking
right now.
About this for weeks, but it has continued to linger. And now there are trade rumors. That was Andrew Filippone from Pittsburgh. We've had on the show saying he talked to a former assistant GM who said that there was a deal that they were at least playing around with.
He thinks there was a deal.
I know that
800-636-1067. Where are you at with Terry McLaurin? Are you confident, 100% like cakes, that Terry is going to be in uniform and playing for the Commanders against the Giants in week
one? This is a visual for the people on Monumental. But I know Terry McLaurin wears 17. But the two cards he's holding right now are these two cards.
He's holding, I can barely see that, he's 2 feet away.
He's holding 2-7 right now.
I think he's got a little bit better than that.
You need a Sharpie.
It looks like blank paper.
It's terrible TV. Do you have a Sharpie?
No, actually,
I don't. It's just terrible.
If you're going to do a 2-7, you got to look like a card.
I've never felt more confident right now. Cakes moved it to 100% the day after he no-showed the game and wouldn't come on the sideline. Meanwhile, Trey Hendrickson's on the sideline over there. I've never felt more confident that Cakes is going to be wrong.
This is Terry and Buddy Baker's hand.
For poker novices.
Yeah, this is the worst hand in poker, and this is the hand they're holding because he's under contract. The team doesn't want to pay him what he feels like he's worth, and he has no recourse other than the threat of missing games and missing game checks, which, hello, even if he had all of his money saved from his last deal, he's not going to pass up that
money. Here's the thing.
2-7, he's playing week one. It's 100%.
I think he's roughly going to miss about $1 million a week if he skips game checks.
Right.
Okay? That's a big pride pill.
It hurts
to swallow. I'm just not sure. It's not devastating
when you have $50 million in the bank.
He doesn't have $50 million in the bank.
Okay, if he has $10 million in the bank, it's not devastating.
He's smart. He probably has $10 million or more in the bank.
I think it's pretty. This is your prime earning years, and you're only going to go. Like John Kime keeps mentioning it. I've been mentioning it. You know, Le'Veon Bell and these guys that sit out, it's never the same.
He's not sitting out.
Didn't Emmitt Smith miss a few games?
He might have.
When he held out.
I mean, it's rare. I remember Sean Gilbert did. He might have played okay. There have been a few guys, but by and large, it doesn't work. You come back less.
Eric is shifting. I don't know if you guys are picking up. Eric is shifting. When we showed you guys the Terry O'Meter,
I was 100%.
He dismissed it and said 100%.
Right.
He just said possibly a game or two.
I think I'm at 90%. I think I'm at 90%. Because here's the thing. I see where the skins are. I don't see them budging.
No, they're pretty resolute.
What I see is Terry very, very in his feelings, and he's taking this very, very personally. I don't know. I don't see the compromise.
Emmitt Smith missed two games.
I don't think there is a compromise. Before he signed. It's just that he's going to come up to a deadline and realize, I'm not going to get a deal.
But he is
Million, am I going to miss $1 million a week or $900K per week?
He might, dude.
I don't see him
doing
that.
Got a lot of pride,
man. He might think, hey, I miss a game. They're going to be horrible at wide receiver without me. They're going to miss me, and that's going to up my value more.
Okay. Well,
it's rolling the dice. Look, here's the deal with your Deuce 7 thing. Not everybody with Deuce 7 folds.
Well, that's true. People play bad hands all the
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So like, he might have Deuce 7.
If they play Deuce 7, they lose a lot of their chips, if not all their chips.
Right. That's all we're saying is that it might happen.
You know what? He can gamble. He can gamble that. But if then Debo goes out in week one, has 9 catches for 110 and a touchdown, and the Commanders roll the Giants, his leverage gets worse.
Correct.
So it's a huge gamble on his part.
1-800-636-1067. We'll take your calls. Cakes is resolute. His Terry-O-Meter stays at 100%.
100.
I'm in that 60 to 80% as I'm staring at that. I'm not in yellow. I'm not in.
I mean, it's
not code red yet.
It's not code red, but I mean, you have to be really ballsy to give up $1 million a week.
True.
It's been done.
Yeah. Rarely.
And you know what? It's 2.5 weeks away until the regular season starts for him.
It's
2.5 weeks.
It's coming.
We thought this thing was going to be done by July 4th.
Yeah. Well, maybe not by July 4th. I thought certainly by the start of training camp. Late July, I thought it'd be done, wrapped up.
I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, have you heard the skins like budging at all?
Doesn't seem like
it. You know what? Summer is over, but the summer of Terry continues.
I'm telling you, the analytics guy. Shen, Shen has got his figures, and then he's dealing with the negotiators, dealing with Adam Peters, and they right now they've drawn a line.
Yeah,
and Terry and Buddy Baker are on one side, the Commanders on the other side. It doesn't seem like they're meeting in the middle. 1-800-636-1067. Where are you at with this Terry McLaurin situation? Do you expect him to be in uniform and playing in week one?
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You can give us a call at 1-800-636-1067 as we're talking about training camp, Odyssey Sports training camp coverage. Brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Of course, you can always tweet us at Chunks Radio. Our pal Big Keith chimed in and he said, game one, this is his percentage, 70% playing. Game two, 100% playing. He said, if we lose game one, AP's going to pay him. If we win game one, Buddy is going to panic and take $27
million. Mm. Do we know that they've offered $27
million? I don't know. No.
I mean,
speculation.
Yeah, it's all speculation at this point.
If they're offering me $27 million a year, and like at least two of them are guaranteed, two fully guaranteed more years, another $54 million, I mean, you're really going to go to war over another $6 or $8 million per, like,
you know, but total? Maybe you hold out and miss a game if you know that you're either going to get 45 guaranteed or 50 guaranteed.
Maybe he wants 60 plus million.
I think that's
guaranteed.
Too high risk of a game you're playing. I mean,
that's a risky game of chicken.
But let me tell you something. I do have so much sympathy for Terry because he literally has done everything ever asked of him. And I do think he's just the highest quality character that you're going to find.
No doubt. And so nobody's questioning that.
I understand, but I'm just reemphasizing, it is a little bizarre, in my opinion, it's always been my opinion, that they're picking this fight with him. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to be a little bit, maybe a little dodgy with some of your salary structures on some guys, he'd be the one that you would be a little sketchy with. Just based in for being such a great guy and such a great person in the community to pick this fight with him.
I think it's just bad timing because they have all rough. The other guys are going to be in line after Terry. And
I understand.
Peters doesn't want to appear weak, that he's going to budge and just capitulate to anybody's salary demands.
I know, but man,
and it's tough to pick the fight with Terry because of all the things you said. Like, he's
with the golden child.
Yeah,
you're literally picking a fight with the golden child.
He's going to give you 150% every week. He's a blood, sweat, and tears guy. He's like the type of guy that you're super happy that he's part of your
franchise.
He's
everything you want. Now, by the same token, fans are also getting frustrated with Terry. I understand that too, because we can't comprehend the amount of money that they're throwing at him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, really? You're going to fight for another $5 or $10 million when they're giving you 50 more guaranteed or whatever the hell it is?
But also, remember, these guys' careers are short. They have to make as much money as they can in the compressed time frame that they're playing NFL football.
But you start missing games, I would almost argue you're shortening your own career.
I don't think he's missing games. That's why I'm pretty resolute that he's going to be there week one.
I think there's a chance he could. But I think he's so angry. I just think he's so upset about this.
I think he's going to be angry until about September 1st. And then he's going to realize we have a week till the opener, and I'm going to miss $900K. I'm not going to get a check this week. It's going to dawn on him with 6 days left that he's risking
missing
paychecks.
Then you really risk them putting him on some sort of list that he can't come back for X number of weeks. Then you risk, they could really screw him. There are things they could do that could screw him. So then, where his year doesn't toll, like, they could really just say, okay, F you.
It'll be telling to see what sort of role, if any, he has at practice today, coming off the PUP list. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
And that them taking him off the pup list was not any indication that they were closer. In fact, it was removing the veil of injury, and it was another pressure point that they're putting on Terry. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty obvious. Let's go to Gus in Arlington. Gus, what's up? What do you think? What do you put the percentage at on your Terry-o-meter?
I would say it's a 50%, guys, for week one. And I think most importantly, it's the schedule, because it's a short week at Green Bay. If he doesn't play week one, it's hard to incorporate him for week two.
It's a quick turnaround.
Kingsbury has a game plan to not have Terry, and he's already complained that he needs Terry. And so for him not to be out there, I mean, yeah, Jaden Daniels and the rushing offense look good, but there was no passing offense to be seen in preseason so far. Mm-hmm. And teams are going to pick up on that. The Giants only got better at defense. And last time when we beat them at home, it was Seibert that beat them with 7 field goals. No touchdowns by the offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that early game last year. So I think Terry's thinking, like, it's worth him gambling at least the first 2 weeks, $2 million, to possibly get out another $5 to $10 million.
Okay, I hear where you're coming from. How's that going to play out for the fans? Because then you're going to look at it like, wow, Terry really. And I get it. You got to look out for yourself. But man, you're really hurting the team's chances this year. You know, not being there for a few weeks.
It's a business, and I'm okay with it. I agree with both sides. I understand where Peter's coming from. I understand where Terry's coming from.
Yeah.
You know, and so like if we start out on tune because Terry just needed to squeeze out more millions of dollars, and we end up like, you know, 10-7, and Terry has a great year, everything's going to forget about all that. Now, if we miss the playoffs for one game, then that's something else, you know?
That could very easily happen.
I understand where Terry's coming from. He's got to risk it. Because if we start off 2-0, now he's got to take whatever. Now he's just got to come back with his tail between his legs.
Is there any chance a guy like Josh Harris, who wants to have this great feeling in the community, that he ever just steps in and tells AP, get this deal done. I can't have this kid.
I don't know if that's the sort of owner that he is. I think he empowers good people to run his organization.
He's going to let him do it.
And he
go to the brink.
He trusts Adam Peters to get the job done, to do the best thing for his team. I don't think he steps in. And I think that's a good thing. That's what Commanders fans have been dying for.
Maybe.
They had Dan Snyder for 24 years, and he'd been metal all the time.
I'm not looking at – I'd rather maybe as the owner maybe step in and say, hey, can you sign this kid? I put it this way. If they trade him, I don't care what they get in return. It's a disaster. If they trade him,
I don't think
it's a disaster.
Him. I mean, if they trade him, I will be personally vexed. I will be flummoxed.
It'll show you.
Very confused.
It'll show you that they didn't see any solution in sight,
and that they don't value Terry the same way that the fan base values Terry.
Well, that's already obvious.
What if they treat wide receivers like you treat running backs and kickers?
I mean, I think that's kind of crazy. Like, wide receivers are pretty important. Scoring points, last time I checked in the NFL, pretty important. And they scored a lot of points last year. If they trot out a team that doesn't have Terry McLaurin, I'm guessing they're going to score less points than they did last year. It's just a crazy guess.
I think 90% he'll be there week one, but I'm wavering on it, buddy.
So you're down to 90.
I went from 100 to 90.
I think I'm at 70. Yeah, right between 60 and 80.
Yeah.
I'm in that light green. Heading towards yellow on the Terry-o-meter.
My Terry-o-meter.
I wish that Terry would suck up a little pride inside the deal personally. It's easy for me to say.
Why wouldn't you wish Adam Peters just give him the money that he wants?
I also do that too.
Okay.
100%. But I just want it to be resolved. Either way.
We all do.
Either way. I'm okay. Maybe you wouldn't be Valdez. I'm okay with them overpaying him. I'm okay with it. He'd be the guy that I would overpay and just say, all right, we kind of made a bad deal, but like, I feel like we're all in for this
year. The problem is,
if we don't have him, we're significantly less likely to be ultimately successful.
I feel like the Commander's stance is that he's an overpay at 27.5 or $28 million. And I think even that number is insulting to Terry and his camp.
I agree with you. So I agree with all that you said.
I mean, that's
why we're at
a huge
issue.
Yeah,
that's why we're at an impasse.
That's why he's going to realize that he has zero leverage, and he's going to come back and play and make his $23.5 million that he's slated to
and
make.
Hope he can get more on the open market.
Or get franchised by the team. If he goes out and has 1,300 receiving yards and a dozen touchdowns, they're probably going to franchise him going forward. And then he's making his $30 million.
He locks in the $30 million. He has potential leverage if they look like doo-doo against the Giants.
I don't think they're going to let one game phase him.
Maybe he already does have leverage, because from everything we hear, the other guys can't get open in practice.
Well, that's why. I've been saying that. Yeah. But there's been no budge. I'm telling you, they're dug in. They're both sides are equally dug in. This is an S show.
Know what? Ground and pound team. Receivers can't get open. Going to run it with Debo. Run it with Jaden.
I said that yesterday.
And pound team.
If
the passing game is way behind,
I want to be able to do it all. I don't think we're not good enough to do that.
Now I think Terry's going to be there, but if he's not, Debo and Ertz are going to eat, and so is Eckler. Eckler's going to go from about
Doesn't mean it's going to work. You're looking at it from a fantasy perspective.
I'm just talking about how the balls get distributed if he's not there.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to be there.
All right, let's go to Kevin in D.C. Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Kevin? What's up? I'm starting to panic.
We're all speculating the money. Nobody knows how much money he wants. But Bullethead need to suck it up and get back on the field, man.
I agree, but if it hasn't happened yet...
What is your sense? If you had to say the likelihood of Terry McLaurin playing in week one, what is your percentage? Are you at 100% like Cakes, or are you lower?
About 60%.
60.
I just don't understand Joe Harris and Josh Harris and his team. You own the Sixers. We see that's an S show up there, which you paying any and everybody that's not productive, but you won't pay a guy that's productive. It don't make sense to me.
Right. And I just think it's crossed the point where it's beyond personal for Terry.
They're about to lose their whole fan base behind some money. And Terry McLaurin, these billionaires want these millionaires to take pay cuts. I don't understand.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
They're not asking him to take a pay cut.
No, they're just asking him to play on his current contract. It's about time to play this music. I think it's apropos.
But you said it's 100% he's playing.
For you scaredy cats who don't think he's going to be there.
Don't twist my words.
He still had it at
90%. I have it 90%. Don't twist my words, Cakes. I'm telling you, though, that I'm anxious about it more than I ever thought I would be. I think that Terry is just a very, very prideful guy, and I could see him taking some financial hits based on his pride.
He's prideful, but he also, like, I would guess most Americans, he likes money. He likes getting paid.
I know, but he has a little bit of a buffer. He's making way more than he ever imagined. He's still a big silly.
Living paycheck to paycheck, Cakes.
Well, I wouldn't think so. I don't know what his spending looks like, but he's a sensible guy. I'm guessing he's got some money socked away.
Assuming the Commanders have made an offer for an extension,
mm-hmm.
Let's just say it's $27 million a year.
Yeah.
And Buddy Baker want $32 million a year.
Dude, I don't think they have. Yeah. The reporting is nowhere near that.
Okay, well, what was DK Metcalf at? Wasn't he at like $32 million a year?
He's listed at $33 million per year.
All reports are they're basically offering him like $24. It hasn't budged.
Right. Okay, so let's say they're $24.
They haven't offered $27 million.
He still could always go back to that $24 million at some point. You know what I mean? So if he misses a game or two.
He's making that now. He's making like $23.5 million now. Okay.
He misses a game or two. Yeah. He loses $1 million per game, essentially. Loses $2 million. But eventually, he goes, you know what? I did play that losing hand. Mm-hmm. My deuce seven. I took it all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. I lost it. Missed a couple of game checks. And now he just signs the $75 million deal or $100 million deal, whatever it is.
You're acting like that deal is even like there. Like, there's no $100 million deal waiting for Terry McLaurin.
Well, whatever
on the
extension is.
Yeah, but it's not going to be guaranteed. All that matters is guaranteed. Okay. I don't think they're offering him $75 million
guaranteed. Maybe they're offering him the Courtland Sutton deal.
That's what I think they're offering him.
He looked at the Courtland Sutton deal and says, I'm a better player than him. I'm not signing for this paltry amount of cash.
I think they're offering him probably $45 million or whatever it is guaranteed. And he's like, and he wants way more than that. That's why we have this huge impasse. He doesn't have $100 million on the table, guaranteed.
No. 100 $100 million guaranteed, it would have been signed 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
There's no way. I mean, no. DK Metcalf's guarantees were $60 million. Like, if he got in that neighborhood, he's signing that deal.
Yeah, but I think you could talk me down to $100 million. I think you could talk me down to 55% on missing
it's
game
looking
one.
It's bleak, right? He's stubborn, dude. He is dug in. He's a prideful guy. That's why he's the player he is.
He misses a game, and even if he ends up, you know, signing some inferior deal, he at least made his point. I wasn't respected.
I don't see him signing a less than market value deal. I see him just playing out his contract.
I mean, it hasn't been written about much, but what we don't know is the Eugene Shen factor. They may be stuck on his analytics.
I bet I could also give him analytics that show there are other guys that are outliers that have done it and that he could do it.
Of course there have been some. But their analytics may say, this is what the money is, and they're sticking to it.
Yeah.
Based on his age, based on his production, based on everything. All right, a bunch of people want to chime in. 1-800-636-1067. Where are you at now on your Terrio meet?
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. All right, a lot of people want to chime in on the Terry McLaurin situation. We've been talking about this for weeks and weeks, and it continues to linger. We're now basically 2 weeks away from the start of the season, 2.5 weeks. What's your confidence level that Terry's actually going to be playing in week one?
I'm at 90%, but I'm leaking oil.
I'm leaking a lot of oil.
I'm leaking oil.
I'm at 70%, but you could sell me down.
Now.
And the more I think about it, he could just be pulling an Emmett Smith.
Now, they could just, you know, again, we have no inside information, really. I'd heard some stuff maybe 2 months ago, but nothing since. If he came out today and it was like, they were like, oh, yeah, he was almost a full participant. Like, he did all this. He did sprints. He did this. Yeah. He did that. And he did a walkthrough, and he's smoking and joking on the sideline with the guys. And he's standing right next to Jaden, and Jaden's talking. Like, if we get reports like that, I'll start to go back up.
That's optimistic, because James Cook practiced, and the next day he signed his extension with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
After a protracted hold in Buffalo. So maybe the same sort of thing happens with Terry.
All right, let's pay out these calls. People want to chime in. Let's go to Jack, Capitol Heights. Jack, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Junks, what's up, guys? I've been listening to you guys for almost 20 years now, man.
Thank you, man. We really appreciate it. You have no idea. Thank you.
But I'm pretty much about 40% he play. I think he possibly get traded. If I was Adam Peters, I'd trade him. I mean, you walking around, you asking for numbers like you out here getting 1,500 yards a year. 1,000-yard receiver. I mean, 1,000 yards. Yeah. I mean, that's nothing. You got wide receivers out here getting 2,000 yards.
All right, hold on.
17.
You know that he had just a parade of bad quarterbacks throwing him the ball before Jaden Daniels showed up. You don't take that into account?
No. You had a franchise quarterback last year, and your yards per game.
And he had a great year.
He had a massive year.
No, he had touchdowns because of pinpoint passes from a franchise quarterback, but your actual yards a game went down. They went down. I'll trade him for Malik Nabers. I don't care.
Okay, well, Malik is a stud. Yeah.
The 1,000, that's also Jaden's one of his best friends, and he's been disgruntled with the Giants. The 1,000 yards is two. Is number two wide receiver numbers, not one. You're not getting 1,400 yards. Do we think that his
all right, your phone is killing me, man.
We're going to let you go just because your phone was breaking up.
Or idiocy.
And
they're not trading Malik Nabers.
Yeah, you think there's an offer for Malik Nabers?
You're going to have to give up Terry and like a second and a third. Right. I mean,
that's never happened.
All right, let's go to Steven and only. Steven, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, Junks?
What's up, buddy? Steven?
First of all, 2 points, though. What I don't like, though, is that there's still a year left on his contract. He's trying to negotiate. If he was doing poorly, the team wouldn't be able to negotiate his contract to lower his pay. Mm-hmm. So
they
it's a little lopsided.
Do you know that
somebody
cut him? Joel Corey threw that out there, though. is an outside-the-box thing that they could put a de-escalator in. It's happened rarely. But you could put it, you could sign into a deal, and if he reaches a certain threshold or whatever, he gets the big numbers. But if he doesn't, the numbers go down.
Well, I'm guessing his agent, even though we've deemed Buddy Baker an idiot, that he would never let him sign that deal with a de-escalator clause in it.
Right. It's rare, apparently, but Joel said he thinks you're at the point where you got to start really thinking outside the box to get these guys to come together. Yeah.
At his age, though, it definitely wouldn't be a bad idea. Mm-hmm. But secondly is that this is his third contract. He's already got generational wealth. So he's worrying about just a few million dollars here when he already has so much more than he could actually truly spend.
So you would think in theory. How much has he made in his career? Right. Can you pull that up?
I think it's north of $60 million, but I can double check it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he's grossed in his career.
Absolutely generational wealth. There's no question about that.
And worry about $4 or $5 million, though, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
He's hurting the team. He's hurting himself. And again, if it was his first contract, I could totally understand that. But he's on the downslide. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
How's he on the downslide? He just came off the best year of his career when he was paired with an elite quarterback. I have to push back on he's on the downslide of his career.
The odds are he's in the second half of his career. I don't think you could argue with that.
But I would feel like if I'm Terry McLaurin that I have at least a few good, solid, productive, if not spectacular years left with Jaden Daniels throwing me the ball.
I think he could have two more fairly elite years in him.
He's made $56.4 million. That's what he's grossed in his NFL career.
Right.
And I just love how callers just like, yeah, you know what? $5 or $10 million. It's not that big of a deal.
But if you're going to stack another $40 to $50 to $60 million on top of that guaranteed, now you're at $100 million.
That's great.
Then another $5 million isn't that big a deal.
$5 million is still a big chunk out of $100 million. That's a lot of money.
By the way, need to correct myself. Eugene Shen parted ways with the Commanders a year ago. And they brought in a guy with Adam Peters named Brandon Sosna, who's running their analytics department. But my point is, I think that's the big factor going with the Commanders right now. To me, it's almost like when you make arguments, sometimes there's a logical side and there's an emotional side. I think Terry's arguing the emotional side. Like, hey, I did my time here when this team sucked. Forget about my age. He's trying to say, oh, you know, I don't have as much wear and tear as some of these other guys. It's more the emotional argument. And I feel like the Commanders, they're just hardliners. What our numbers say.
Yeah.
You're about to turn 30, and this is what you're going to get.
I think Adam Peters and Josh Harris, for that matter, pretty much, they give zero Fs about what Terry has done prior to them arriving. They care about how productive he's going to be on the next deal, if he gets a deal from them. And they don't really care about the nostalgia and the fact that he was catching balls from Carson Wentz and Taylor Heineke. They don't care about all that stuff.
Right.
The fans care about it. Terry cares about it. But Peters and all the bean counters and Harris, they don't care. They are cold-hearted businessmen, and they're looking at the bottom line. As they should. It's their business.
Yeah, but you give a guy like Kinlaw has done nothing. You way overpay him. I mean, it's the nature of sports.
Peters was intimate with Kinlaw.
I understand. But it's the nature 49ers. Of sports. Some guys get overpaid. Some guys way underpaid. You know? That's just how it works sometimes.
I want Terry to get overpaid. I want him to make as much money as possible. It might just not happen here
in
Washington.
But if they think they're going to run some ship over here where they get their best bang for their buck on every guy, that's a formula for failure.
And somebody else on Twitter made this point. Maybe Adam Peters wants to save the big money for Debo if Debo has a big year in his prove-it year and doesn't feel like spending all the money on Terry McLaurin. That's a possibility.
Definitely possible.
That's something that's in the back of his brain.
A buddy of mine is telling me that DQ told the Monday Night Football crew it might not be today or tomorrow, but it's coming soon. Did he say that?
It's still vague. Coming soon.
Okay. That's a good sign, though.
What's coming soon? A Terry deal or an end to the stalemate?
I think so.
Hmm.
I think that just means it ended the stalemate one way or the other. Did he say that? Can somebody confirm that? If that's
I thought Jaden said something along the lines of Terry's coming through that door soon.
Did Jaden say that too?
I'll double check it.
Those are good indicators. If Jaden said that, that's a pretty good indicator. Then I'm changing. Now I'm back up to 95.
Was it a good indicator that he wasn't at the game?
That I didn't like.
Hendrickson there, McLaurin not there.
I didn't like it, but I also heard Kime said that they said don't read too much into that. Who knows what that means? Because also, you know who didn't go? Sam Cosmi. He's not disgruntled.
Speaking with ESPN's Lisa Salters, Daniels stayed positive about McLaurin's absence, saying, quote, I know he'll be coming through the door soon.
That's a pretty big statement.
I mean, that's from
what does soon mean?
Soon means?
That means before week one.
Looming.
That means before week one.
100%! I'm sticking by that number.
I like that. All right, let's go to... God, we talk too much. We didn't get to go to the calls.
All right, we'll take some calls next. 1-800-636-1067. Where are you at in the Terrio meter as we talk about McLaurin's holdout continuing? We actually began the discussion talking about a potential trade that was rumored with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So do you think Terry will suit up in week one?
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.